Army Special Operations Command posts intersex inclusive progress pride flag on social media. By Christina Wong on June 26, 2023. United States Army's Special Operations Command posted an intersex inclusive pride flag on all its social media accounts last week, prompting criticism from former Green Berets and conservative commenters. The command, which produces the Army's Special Forces, posted the flag, known as the Intersex Inclusive Pride Progress Flag, on its Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook accounts, along with this message. USASOC recognizes June as Pride Month, celebrating all LGBTQ+ members in our formations. Throughout American history, LGBTQ+ members have not only fought for the right to serve openly, but have also fought in every major war and conflict. Despite the challenges LGBTQ Army soldiers and civilians faced, their commitment to service has made our military stronger and the nation safer. The flag included the intersex symbol, which is a purple circle on a yellow background. The flag was posted along with USASOC's insignia. According to an article from Boston University, intersex is defined as those whose bodies do not align with the gender binaries of males or females. This includes those with both genitals or other differences. The colors yellow and purple are meant to be seen as non-binary colors, the article stated. The flag also included light blue, pink, and white, which, according to the article, represent, respectively, boys, girls, and those who are transitioning, have no gender, or are gender neutral. A former Green Beret posted in response, "And you jackasses wonder why the military as a whole can't even meet its recruiting goals? There's only one flag you should be proud of, the one we fought under and many of our brothers and sisters died under." Sarah Carter, Fox News contributor and host of The Sarah Carter Show, blasted the command's posts, tweeting, "At USASOC News. My husband was in Special Operations Command for more than 16 years and continued to serve beyond. But he fought for the American flag, not the LGBTQ flag. See, here's the problem. The American flag represents all Americans and the rights we cherish. We don't need the bizarre multicolored flag to appreciate freedom. My husband and so many others, gay or not, risked their lives for or lost their lives for. Your priorities are so fucked up." The official account on Twitter, at USASOC News, also hid some replies, including one with a graphic of Russian and Chinese military officials laughing. A spokesman for USASOC said in a statement that the flag in its posts was reflecting a Department of Defense memo that recognized June as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex, LGBTQ+, Pride Month. The spokesman said, "In June, the Army recognizes LGBTQ service members and civilians for their service to the Army and the nation. Pride Month is a nationally recognized observance celebrating the LGBTQ community, its advocates, and allies by promoting community, unity, and pride." The social media post you reference is meant to be reflective of the DoD memorandum published on May 31, 2023, stating that the department recognizes June as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex, LGBTQ+, Pride Month. Indeed, the Pentagon's top official for personnel, Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness Gilbert Cisneros Jr., issued a memo on May 31, 2023, that included intersex in the department's recognition of Pride Month. A memo from Cisneros last year recognizing Pride Month did not include intersex. USASOC did not answer questions on how many intersex or non-binary Special Forces soldiers it is aware of, or whether the commander of USASOC, Lieutenant General Jonathan P. Braga, pictured, was aware of the social media posts. Editor's note, this article originally identified Army General Brian Fenton as the commander of USASOC. Fenton is the commander of the United States Special Operations Command, USACOM, which oversees USASOC as well as special operations in other branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.